Tape 1, Side 2, Oral Interview Continued on Life During Depression in Alabama by Melissa Schrader.
And 9th grade, and enjoyed it very much because science was always a favorite subject with me, because I was born and reared in the country and was close to nature. And I took extension courses and correspondence courses from Jacksonville all through the winter, several of us in the community went together, and we took these courses, some of them in Scottsboro, some in Fort Payne. And in I'd go back to Jacksonville in the summer, and go to summer school. Then I would come back home and teach through the winter and take more extension courses. So finally, in 1963, I enrolled and stayed in the dormitory. And room 1 year, our room was Mayor Stanley McGriff. And another summer, I roomed with Lily Bergman. And another summer, I roomed with Fay Holland from Dutton. And my geography teacher was Mr. McClure. And he was an elderly man and very nice. And I made the remark that day after the class was over. I said, "Well, I hope I can make it through this summer, because I've been down here off and on for 40 years. I said, I enrolled in 1923, and now it's 1963. And I know that he must have looked my record up to see if I was telling the truth, because when we went to rehearse our graduation, a lady came up to me and said, 'Are you Marie Fields?' And I said, 'Yes, I am.' She said, 'Miss Fields, this is your life.' And she began asking me questions, and I answered them, not dreaming what she's going to do. And I said, and then in about a week or two, why, it came out in Chattanooga paper, Scottsboro paper, Gadsden Times, with my picture and all this writing that she had asked me about, and I have never been so shocked in my life. And I still have that writing and the pictures and things. And in the meantime, though, before I graduated, my mother was down and couldn't walk, and I put on my cap and gown and went over to show her, because I knew she'd want to see it. And she was so proud. And the night I graduated, well, Maxine and Alfred came, and Jeannie was almost 3 years old, and little John was about 4 or 5 months old, just a baby. So they were there to see me get my degree, which had taken me 40 years. We went through some hard times. Back in 1930, we were in war, and I believe through World War I, World War II, and Vietnam, and the Gulf War. because and back in 1930 we had to have ration boots before we could buy anything like shoes or sugar or flour and things like that. It didn't pay anything on it. You had to have the money, but you couldn't get it without you have a stamp to go along with it. So they issued ration boots. And whenever we go to buy things, well, we had to present that stamp with the money in order to get it. And at that time, I was having a hard time taking care of my mother-in-law that was sick, and my baby was born in 35, and I was washing a lot, and I didn't have a washing machine. And one of my neighbors went somewhere up about Brown to somebody that had washing machines for sale. And they passed a law that you couldn't sell that year, you couldn't sell a new machine. Even though you had them in your store, you couldn't sell them if they're new. And so he persuaded this storekeeper to take the ringer off of one machine and put on the new machine and make it second-handed so I could buy it. And so that's my first washing machine. And, oh, I felt like I was in heaven. And if you needed a pair of shoes, you couldn't buy them. And if you didn't have a stamp, you had to present that stamp with the money. Same thing about sugar and flour. And lots of times we didn't have sugar, and we used sorghum to sweeten things with. And if we didn't have flour, we made, if we made a cake, we made it out of cornbread, cornmeal. And oh, we had some rough times. We had what they call meatless days and sweetless days. Like we had to do without meat and didn't have the sugar. And wheatless days, we didn't have wheat. We didn't have the flour. But if we had a stamp and the money, we could get it.
How did your family view the president at this time and what he was?
What?
How did your family view the president and what all his actions towards the war?
How did they view the president?
Yeah, what did they think about him?
Well, when Hoover was in, they thought he was real strict. They blamed him for the Depression, which I doubt that he was altogether to blame.
Mm-hmm.
But back then, my daddy kept up with politics and everything else. And he took the paper, the tri-weekly Constitution. He took that paper and he always read it and read it to us, and saw that we read it. And so the day that in World War One, the day that armistice was signed, he I had some cattle to sell. And back then, the only way you could get your cattle to Chattanooga was to drive them. And so he had a bunch of cattle and had several with help him to herd them. And they say they're going around the point of Lookout Mountain while the war of peace was signed. And here came cars. Back then they didn't have many, but they had a few. And they had tin cans tied to the bumper, to the axles of those cars are coming down Broad Street and around the point of Lookout Mountain, and got those cattle. They stampeded and had the awfulest time in the world getting them to the stockyard. But that was a happy time because we knew then our boys were coming home. And some of them came, but some didn't. We lived through many hard times, but it seemed like that during that depression that Hoover was in, seemed like that was the hardest one that we ever had.
Was that the only world event that you felt affected your family, or was there other things that stand out that was happening in the world that affected your family and Flat Rocks community? Or?
Well, the school, it was run by the Methodist Church, and during this depression, well, there wasn't any money, and the school had to close down, and I think it was in 29 that it closed, and we haven't had a high school in Flat Rock since.
When the 19th Amendment came about, did you vote then, or?
I don't remember, but I guess I did. I don't remember. Back then we had to pay poll tax. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember how much that was. It seemed like $1.50 a year. But that $1.50 was hard to get.
Yeah.
But I voted, though. But I don't remember too much about that.
Did you participate in any things to get things changed around the world, like the women's right movement and all that? Did you participate in that while you were at Jackson?
No, I didn't have time. I had an invalid mother-in-law to take care of and a baby, and I was tied down, and I didn't have time to participate in anything.
Do you think you would have, though, if your mother-in-law wasn't so sick? Or?
I don't know whether I would have or not. I just don't know. But we had two societies in school. We called, one of them was the Wilson Society, and one was the Kelly Ingram. And we had debates, and they would have judges to come from different places to judge the debates. And that really helped the school because they would, we had a pretty good library, and the pupils would go to the library and study on the subjects that these debates were on. And one debate that I well remember was the 10 is mightier than the sword. And they, one society, the Wilson, would take one side and they kept England the other. And they would debate. It was very interesting, educational.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. When you were little, did y'all have slaves, or I think it was probably pretty much abolished, but do you remember any black people in the community or around your family?
Not on San Mountain.
Not on San Mountain.
No, no. We had, every year in August, we had a picnic at Flat Rock, and it was down in the little hollow there between the school building and the clinic, and that was called Wilson Park, and that's where we had our picnics.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived from one year to the next for those picnics because we didn't have much recreation. And one time they got a colored man to come and barbecue some meat. And they had to guard him because some of the citizens was going to take him out and hang him. And they guarded him, but they never did have him anymore. And it's just recently that a colored person, you see them going across that mountain. Nobody, none has ever lived here.